Generosity comes in different way. It's not just about money or wealth or resources. It's also in how we choose to act and live our life. My first question for you would be, have we been generous to God yet or not? Or do we always cheapen out our relationship with God, expecting a lot of things from Him, but really haven't given anything back to Him in a very generous and self-giving spirit and sacrificial life? The first reading from St. Paul today tells us that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us be generous to God in giving ourselves to Him. Because the Lord Jesus said in the Gospel reading too, that the Father will honor whoever serves me. Amen, amen. Jesus said, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loses his life, will gain eternal life. My brothers and sisters, we have to be generous to God in giving to Him our everything, and just instead of just holding things back for ourselves. As we celebrate St. Lawrence today, one of the 70 deacons of the Church of Rome who was executed on this day, we recognize his generosity to the diaconal ministry in caring for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned. When he would ask where is the treasure of the church, he said the poor is the treasure of the church. And he was so generous in being faithful to Christ that he was willing to die for Him. My brothers and sisters, that's what it means to be generous to God, holding nothing back from Him and living every moment of our life for Him. May we have the generosity in how we pray, in how we worship, in how we choose a life of discipleship, so that this generosity changes us first. If it leads us to martyrdom, then let it be. But we need to die to ourselves each day so that Christ lives in us and through us, and we hold nothing back from Him. We don't just treat Him as a tool, as a resource, as a genie, or when things fail, but we love Him with everything that we have. Be generous to God, my brothers and sisters.